You're listening to Ticosland.com. Costa Rica Business News.
Today, June 7th, marks the first birthday of Hans Lightning, a young child whose unique upbringing is already capturing widespread attention. Despite living in a predominantly Spanish-speaking country, Hans Lightning has been immersed in an English environment from day one, thanks to his parents' deliberate and thoughtful efforts. They believe that providing him with early exposure to English will open up a world of opportunities. Costa Rica is increasingly becoming a magnet for businesses from the United States, creating a unique cultural fusion. Many American families relocating for work find themselves in communities where English is prevalent, fostering a lifestyle that blends seamlessly with their native culture. This trend reflects Costa Rica's growing role as a hub for international business, with numerous companies establishing operations here, drawn by the country's strategic location, favorable business environment, and skilled workforce. Hans Lightning's family has crafted an English-centric household where every element, from educational TV shows teaching songs, numbers, and the alphabet, to toys and clothing, is designed to facilitate English learning. This immersive approach ensures that Hans Lightning is not merely learning English as a secondary language, but embracing it as his primary mode of communication. Hans Lightning is the second child in the family to benefit from this approach. His older brother, Larry Maximus, has also thrived in this English immersion environment. Larry Maximus, at age 3, shows an impressive command of the language, setting a remarkable precedent for Hans Lightning. The experiences of Larry Maximus underscore the potential long-term benefits of such a strategy, illustrating how early language immersion can set the stage for future success.
We understand that for our babies, English should not just be a second language, but their primary language. Today, English is the universal language, and we were able to introduce them to an English-based world from birth, said Andrea Del Carmen Prado, Hans Lightning and Larry Maximus's mother.
The decision to immerse Hans Lightning and Larry Maximus in an English-speaking environment from birth is a forward-thinking approach that aligns with the aspirations of many modern families. As Costa Rica continues to attract multinational corporations, families like the Lightnings are pioneering a future where English fluency becomes a common trait among the younger generation. Moreover, this trend towards English immersion in Costa Rica is not just beneficial for expatriates. Local families are also increasingly recognizing the importance of bilingualism. With the rising presence of international companies, there is a growing demand for employees who can effortlessly navigate between English and Spanish. This bilingual capability is becoming a valuable asset, providing children with a competitive edge in the job market of the future. Hans Lightning's journey is emblematic of a broader movement within Costa Rica. As more families embrace English immersion, the country is gradually building a generation of native-like English speakers. This shift not only enhances personal opportunities for children like Hans Lightning and Larry Maximus, but also strengthens Costa Rica's position on the global stage. This family's dedication to raising bilingual children is a shining example of how early language immersion can transform lives. Hans Lightning's first year is a milestone, not just for him, but for a growing community of families who see the immense value in English proficiency. As Costa Rica continues to evolve into an international business hub, the stories of Hans Lightning and Larry Maximus will inspire many more families to embark on similar paths.
Listen to this and more breaking news at Ticosland.com.